This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. This week, to be free from excuses and be more successful, do 8 things. Welcome to Anatomy of Success. Each week we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity, better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. As we go through life, you'll discover when we focus on the things we can address each and every day in an effort to improve ourselves, life gets surprisingly simple and stress starts to abate. If you like the sounds of that, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find our audio podcast as well. Subscribe there. Then head over to weatherology.com, my company page. Grab the Weatherology mobile app. You can find me under About Us. At the top of that page, let's connect on social media. Now, we can all learn a lot by listening to people. Their language says it all. Human beings love being comfortable and they love making excuses. Failed politicians dream up imaginary adversaries to explain their failures. When those failures are significant, the rhetoric intensifies. It's a diversion engineered to keep people from focusing on the facts. When people refuse to take personal responsibility for self-improvement, they often recite a litany of explanations for their inability to get ahead. The results are the same. Stagnation. I would be more sympathetic to these predictable platitudes if I hadn't come from humble beginnings myself and understood the sacrifice necessary for success. When people, leaders, lack growth mindset, they gravitate in the direction of justifying failure. In many cases, political leaders are incompetent because they've never built anything up. They tear stuff down. It's easy to dabble in success with taxpayer donations when the ramifications for this experiment have little consequence. Such is life for a glorified activist. The stakes are higher for entrepreneurs and us individuals. We don't have the luxury of failing constantly and passing blame onto somebody else. When we fail, we need to look at ourselves in the mirror each day and make one of 2 choices. Embrace blame, excuses, or take responsibility and let's grow. So here are 8 suggestions for making sure excuses no longer keep us from succeeding. Small steps. Most people underestimate the importance of taking small steps. People are told dream big, but fail to appreciate the significance of each tiny step. Those add up over time. It's a process that requires patience, persistence, determination. Set big goals, but prepare for the arduous journey one step at a time. Focus. I appreciate people that advocate working on our weaknesses. However, we don't get far in life if we don't get good at something. Developing mastery takes time, patience, perseverance. When people focus on their weaknesses, it's easy to get frustrated and give up. Building genuine self-confidence is a better strategy, and we focus on our strengths than the process. Action. Most people never get past the dreaming stage. They scribble their business idea on a napkin with a group of friends that validate their idea, good or bad, scroll through Instagram, gaze at fitness models, attend a seminar, go home, and still stay complacent. People get stuck, and it's a procrastination loop. The best way to break it? Take action. Remember, make sure our goals are aligned with deep-rooted values, with intrinsic desire that burns brightly. When people set off to make lots of money, for instance, build a billion-dollar business, they fall like snowflakes because they lack the stamina to succeed. Understanding why we want to succeed and make sure our reasons are highly motivating. Embrace. Embracing uncertainty is imperative for success. Learning to navigate the tumultuous terrain of the unpredictable is mandatory. It's easy to make excuses when fear takes over. However, we need to develop an aptitude for finessing around the obstacles and learn to be content with discomfort. Stop. We can't get far if we constantly compare ourselves to other people. I have lost friends over the years because they constantly try to measure their success to mine, and they get frustrated. We can't do that to ourselves. We have to focus on our plan for success and put the blinders on. There's a dangerous proposition when it comes to becoming so preoccupied with what our friends or other people are doing. We have to redirect that negative energy toward focusing on our own journey. Positive. Being positive and optimistic, that's going to take us far in life. The alternative, blame, outrage. It's pathetic. Leaders that practice this or individuals hurting themselves and oftentimes hurting the people they lead. Can you imagine how much better our world would be if the message was more positive, non-divisive, honest, dedicated to evangelizing personal responsibility? Creating an enemy for people to despise enables politicians and leaders to marinate in excuses and never take full culpability for their actions. Responsible. It all comes down to personal responsibility. If we don't take school seriously, we're probably going to fall behind and get bad grades. If we don't get ambitious, we stay comfortable. If we don't make good choices, we make bad decisions. If we get swept up in ridiculous movements, we fail to think for ourselves. We need to learn to swim upstream to get to the cherished waters. That requires a decision to do what's required and take full responsibility for the outcome. Here's some things we can put into action immediately to start to improve our ability to succeed in life. And I hope you join us on this journey each and every week. We'll talk about new actionable steps you can take to improve your quality of life. I'm Steve Woolenhouse. This is Anatomy of Success. Join us next week. Until then, let's stay positive, let's stay focused, and let's stay optimistic.